From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishor, in for David Brancaccio. Today, the Census Bureau releases data it collected last year on income, poverty, and health insurance coverage in the U.S., and experts are concerned the number of children in poverty will rise over the coming years as a new immigration rule goes into effect in about a month. The expanded public charge rule, as it's known, would make it harder for immigrants to get green cards if they've used several types of government benefits. Dr. Bernard Dreyer is a professor of pediatrics at NYU and co-author of a National Academies of Science report on reducing child poverty. Good morning.
Good morning.
So can you draw the link for us? What's the connection between these rules, which would make it harder for low-income people to get a green card in the future, and child poverty?
What this rule has done is made the entire immigrant community fearful of getting any benefit, including benefits for their citizen children. We know in New York State, for example, that the WIC roles, Women, Infant, and Children Supplemental Nutrition Program roles, have decreased, even though that has nothing to do with the public rule.
Basically, you're saying the real impact here is that immigrants who themselves may actually be eligible to participate in government assistance programs and whose children certainly are too afraid to actually take advantage of them.
Correct. I'm a pediatrician, and I would say the vast majority of my patients are immigrant families. I've had parents say, I'm not going to enroll him in universal preschool, even though educational benefits have nothing to do with the public charge. There's just a huge fear factor. The entire immigrant community has been made to feel under siege and afraid that somehow this will be held against them.
Do we have any idea of how many families might forego programs that actually they're okay to use?
A report that was issued in May did indicate that somewhere between 10 and 20% of families who are immigrants were foregoing or planned to forego benefits such as food stamps, Medicaid, and housing vouchers. Interestingly, the study showed that even families where everyone is a citizen, 10% of those families are foregoing benefits like Medicaid.
To what extent would this, do you think, increase childhood poverty? And what are the consequences?
We estimate in general that without food stamps, poverty rate for children would be 4 to 5% higher. We know that poverty causes stress, which impacts their ability to learn and to succeed in school, and often leads to lifelong intergenerational poverty.
Dr. Bernard Dreyer, pediatrician, NYU pediatrics professor, and a National Academies of Science panelist. Thank you so much. It was great to talk to you.
Thank you.